AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Gunfire's been heard near the government quarter of Ukraine's capital city, along with air raid sirens. Many fear that Russian forces are planning to overthrow the government of Volodymyr Zelensky. He went on national TV urging Western leaders to help protect his country. More than 100 people, including civilians, have been killed by the incursion that began yesterday by Russian forces. Some Ukrainians are huddled into subway stations for protection. President Biden and world leaders hold a virtual meeting today to map out the next steps.
The president says Putin chose war and will now feel the consequences.
This aggression cannot go unanswered.
He's targeting Russia's financial system with new sanctions, but stopping short of the most severe steps, like cutting Moscow out of an international banking system and sanctioning Putin himself. Senate GOP chief Mitch McConnell on WBKO.
Ratchet the sanctions all the way up.
The president's also sending 7,000 more troops to Germany, boosting NATO allies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Washington, a congressional oversight committee is seeking more documents from the National Archives related to Donald Trump's handling of White House records, which included classified information. The CDC is expected to announce today changes to its mask-wearing guidance. A tragic car crash into an outdoor cafe in Miami Beach, Florida. One person was killed, several injured. This witness tells WPLG-TV.
A bunch of people grabbed the vehicle and counted 1, 2, 3 and lifted the vehicle up. And a waiter in there pulled a young boy out. And within...
Bird flu is on the rise. Federal authorities say a strain has been detected in Kalamazoo County, Michigan, in a non-commercial backyard flock of birds. The birds are being destroyed. This is AP News. Hong Kong has reported a steep jump in daily COVID cases, more than 10,000.
Health officials say the new daily count has topped 10,000 after climbing to 8,000 earlier this week in the spiraling outbreak. The city's been reporting about 50 deaths a day, too, many among the unvaccinated elderly. Mainland experts and builders are putting up temporary testing facilities and building isolation centres. The zero COVID approach requires the isolation of anyone who tests positive, even without symptoms, to prevent spread. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis has had to cancel a visit to Florence, Italy, and Ash Wednesday commemorations. The Vatican says the Pope is experiencing severe pain in his knee. Doctors have prescribed a period of rest for the 85-year-old Pope. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.